your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
Communion season is nearly upon us, but is the cost of getting your son or daughter ready causing you financial stress? With dresses and suits costing hundreds of euro, people are being reminded that charity shops offer a wide range of top quality dresses and suits for as little as a tenner. Live 95 Sarah Coleman has been chatting to listener Noreen DeBarra from Corbally, who worked in a charity shop for 4 years and says there are endless options for parents.
The dresses are unbelievably pristine. They have been cleaned. They're snow white and they're just absolutely beautiful. And I know the local shop up the road had put a certain price on them and they kept putting them down. They're a tenner at the moment for a communion dress, which is just unbelievable. And I've actually seen them myself. And I've also seen dresses in Shannon, because we go out to Shannon a lot, and there are absolutely loads of dresses in the Shannon second-hand shop. And that echoes every other shop in town, basically. They all have them. Now, people are actually, going into debt and borrowing from credit unions are worse for their children. They also have little boys' regouts, which are so cute. Absolutely beautiful. So, I mean, they're only wearing the communion dresses for a few hours, basically, and they end up jumping on bouncing castles with them afterwards. So I would say to people, why be so foolish? Why get yourself into debt? You know, you can get such fabulous things, not alone communion dresses. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually a martyr for the second-hand shops.
Yeah, and you worked in a charity shop for 5 years.
I worked for 4 years in Oxfam. I absolutely loved it. And I was down in the NCBI in Corbally near Super Value for about a year before the COVID. But then my hips came at me and I wasn't able for the standing. I got so much joy out of matching people up with fashion. I have a good eye, basically, and I know what suits people. And I will never forget the first day I was in Oxfam. This lady came in and she said, I'm looking for grey for a wedding. Oh, I said, you can't just have grey. You know, you need a bit of colour. So I fixed her up with a grey jacket as she wanted, but a tiered, dusky pink dress. Well, she walked out of the shop with her head in the air, basically, so delighted that she had a lovely rig out.
Yeah.
And I used to be in on a Monday and Friday, and as they said, sales were up when Noreen was in.
Yeah.
Because my passion is fashion, basically, and also creative writing. And I just love those. That's my thing, you know?
Yeah. And when you were working in the charity shops, did people come in often for communion dresses or for suits? Was it a common thing or were parents?
You see, the thing is, they wouldn't give it to say that they bought a dress in a second-hand shop. They would prefer to say to their friends, oh, I've spent hundreds on this dress, which they do cost hundreds, and they do, I know they do. Now, all those second-hand shops that I've been in, they were all... Every bit of the clothing, other than the communion dresses, they were dry cleaned. They'd be steam cleaned in the back of the shop. Nothing would go out to the shop unless it had everything. If there was a button missing, it didn't go out. It was culled, basically. You can dress to impress with labels for less.
Yeah.
And also, when you go to a second-hand shop, not alone are you getting something unique, a label, you're also saving the environment, you're helping the charity, and you're getting a bargain. And I have 3 wardrobes of clothes, and they're all second-hand, and every one of them is unique.
That's Noreen DeBarra there from Corbally chatting to Sarah. Is it an option you would ever consider?
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on